and get into our morning worship of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how great we are to just study who and what you are, study who and what your Son is, the power of your Spirit. Father, this is more important to us than anything else we do. As the rise and fall of nations, all these things, what's important is each of the nation comes along is that we are going to advance an understanding of God. So, Father, we pray this morning we'll be glorifying to you, glorifying to your Son. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for his sake. Okay, let's sing.
Number 155, hymn 155, This Is My Father's World. This is my Father's world.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world, the birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their maker.
This morning's scripture reading is going to be from Ezekiel 1, starting at verse 22. Now over the heads of living beings there was something like an expanse, like the awesome gleam of crystal spread out over their heads. Under the expanse their wings were stretched out straight, one towards the other. Each one all had two wings covering its body on one side and on the other. I also heard the sound of their wings like the sound of abundant waters as they went, like the voice of the Almighty. A sound of the tumult, like the sound of an army camp. Wherever they stood still, they dropped their wings. And there came a voice from above the expanse that was over their heads. Whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings. Now above the expanse was over their heads, there was something resembling a throne, like lapis lazuli in the appearance, and on which resembled a throne, high up was a figure with the appearance of a man. Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upward something glowing metal, that looked like fire all around it from within, and from the appearance of his loins and downward I saw something like a fire, and there was a radiance around him.
As the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so is the appearance of surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord, and when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever.
Great to have you back, Brian.
Sounds much better than you here.
Not that you're easy to replace, Julie.
Yeah.
And Judith, so great to see you, dear. Hope you're feeling better. We'll continue to be in prayer for your health situation. Just nice to see you smiling. I know you're appreciating it. Let's see, prayer requests this morning. We have on first of all, I wish I could show you this photo. I'm going to try and share it to the web page, our church web page later. I got a picture of Brother Linus Akva. Last week, he sent me a picture. Somebody had taken of him wearing a rain slicker going out to the villages on his motorcycle in the pouring rain. This week, he sent me a picture. There are 4 children, a mother, and Brother Linus on his motorcycle. He goes and... collects all these, you know, people from neighboring villages and brings them all together in one place. And at least it wasn't raining when he had five people on his motorcycle this time. Okay. So anyway, he's our missionary of the month here, and we're trying to raise some funds to help him at least continue his ministry, if not get some better transportation. Also in our prayer list, of course, is Larry Rickert, Lori's dad. He starts next week, right, on his
treatment? On Tuesday, chemo and radiation. He'll be doing simultaneously 5 days a week for 6 weeks. The prayer is that it will help shrink down the mass, which is about 6 inches down, so that they can do surgery. And prayer for encouragement. When we got to see my mom and dad, they're super encouraged. They're trusting the Lord. They know he has a plan. My dad knows where he's going. He is praying for all this to be successful, but if it's time for him to go home, he knows where he's going. Sorry. They have been such an encouragement to my sister and brother and all of our family, just in the way that they're handling it, and just knowing that God's in charge. So I would just ask for strength for my dad. Don't know how his body's going to respond to this, and strength for my mom, as she's his caregiver and taking care of that. And just wisdom for us. Chris and I are going to try to get over there as much as possible to help where needed. So thank y'all for praying for
him. We've already started, and we're going to keep it up the whole time.
Thank you.
You know, like the old song says, everybody wants to go to heaven, just don't want to go now. You know?
Yeah.
But let's see, also on our prayer list, Tish is still in need of prayers, and Terry has made it this morning with her bum wing. And
take me a little longer and get ready.
And let's see, Bobby has a muscle injury in his shoulder related to back injury. Right, you're so worried about healing his back. They missed his shoulder up until now, and now he's going to have another surgery, and that'll slow things down in his recovery.
I think the doctors, they're going to do an MRI to see how serious it is, but they're still going to have to wait till he gets that shell off. He's got to be more stable.
Yeah.
Because that surgery is going to require not use of that arm for months.
Yeah.
So if it is what they think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll have to wait on that. But yes, so he needs prayer because it's painful, you know.
Yeah, pain management and getting around, and yeah, got to quit hurting here so you can concentrate on hurting there, and yeah. This crowd can understand that.
Yeah.
Let's see, Martha recovering from her second knee surgery, and Mike Bell, we added him last week. Please keep Mike in your prayers. You spoke with Mike, and good. I know he's glad to hear from you because he thought you had passed away. Was he asking? Did he ask you if that was a long distance call?
Telegram's gone.
Yeah. Oh goodness. Well, all right. So we have an extensive prayer list. Jeff, everything going okay with you and your job situation?
Yeah, it's not. Everything's fine. I mean, we're still waiting, but I'm not in no rush. But thank you for asking.
Well, we'll keep praying.
Yes.
Until you say you're stable, we'll keep praying.
Okay.
All right. Well, there are prayer needs set before you. Remember, we have the needs of our church to give to. If you want to give to...
Huh? Need to be in prayer for Tony.
Tony?
Yeah, Tony, the landlord.
The landlord? Yes.
Is he having health issues? Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Hospital.
Nobody knows what he really was in there for. Do we know?
No.
Can't say for sure.
Okay.
Just suspect.
Okay. Well, we will be in prayer for Tony because our deal is strictly with Tony. We want him around. Okay.
Yeah.
So be in prayer for Tony as well. And he's a nice guy overall. Let's see. So we have, if you want to give to help Brother Linus in his mission in Nigeria, you can do that just by earmarking your contribution online, or you can write it on your check, and Jeff will be keeping an eye on it. We've got $200 or $300 saved up so far, and I'll let you give you a final report when we get an amount for him to send him, and then we'll start concentrating on our next missionary we can help out here. Yes, ma'am.
Could you please let
people on the internet know that we sent all of the packages locally and internationally last week. If they have not received the tracking number, it simply means I missed them, so please send the email again.
Okay. Yeah, so we had a small breakdown in our tape ordering process, and Julie and Brian have diligently been playing catch-up. If you have ordered CDs or lessons on recordings of lessons, if you haven't got a tracking number, that means we're still missing you. Please reach out again, okay? Other than that, everybody should have got a tracking number in your packages en route, both internationally and domestic. Okay. Any others? Yes, ma'am?
Just please pray for all of our kids that have returned to school, all ages, and our college kids, lots and lots of college kids that are, for the first time in off, Nick drove up by himself Friday to the state, starts class tomorrow, and just if y'all would pray he finds a church, pray that he finds friends that will encourage him in his faith and that he can encourage, and just for strength and endurance,
for mom.
My brother said, how does it feel to be empty nesters? And I said, I don't know, we haven't just been the two of us alone. I'm working on that. Ben went back for A&M. He starts class on Wednesday. It's his senior year in the Corps. So big year for him in the Corps. He will be there 5 years for his engineering major. But all of these kids are in college, starting college, about to finish college, some are in college. Many of them are going to church. Many of them have started Bible studies. Many of them have not. So please pray that these, God will just keep pursuing them, that he will convict them to just, their relationship with the Lord is the most important thing, as we know. Just pray they continue to know that. Katarina, right?
Yeah.
Her picture will be up here. We can take a picture. We are getting it ready, so... Kit's niece will be up here as well as part of our group that we're praying for. So, y'all, continuous prayer for our youngins.
Can they hear that? Okay.
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I'll amplify it.
Because I didn't memorize all of it. Yeah. yeah, over 100 kids on that wall back there that have gone through our youth program and are out and about in the world. But please be aware, the battle for the soul of America is being fought in classrooms right now. And anything that you can do as to be involved in schools or to guide children is for the glory of our Savior and for the survival of our nation. Because as our attitude toward Christ goes, so goes our nation. So we need to keep these values and understanding of why we believe what we believe in the hearts and minds of these children. Do that any way that you can, including our youth group, because there's a fundraiser coming to you soon. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Back in October, I put a neighbor on the list, Phil Holland.
Yes.
He just now came home from the hospital battling COVID. Channel 11 had a whole interview with him Wednesday night. You can go online if you want to.
I saw that interview.
Oh.
Yeah, that was very good. I didn't realize that was your neighbor and the one that was on our prayer list.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So he's still got a ways to go, even though he's home.
Okay.
He's on oxygen.
COVID.
He's been in the hospital since October. Very, I mean, he's gone into rehab. He's gone, you know, very
almost a whole year.
And did he do a triathlon prior to that?
Ironman.
Yeah.
So see, he did
that.
So,
did they know of?
And he gave all the glory to God on his interview.
I don't know.
And his wife did.
Well, then we'll keep praying for him.
And they are believers.
Yes.
Really strong believers.
Awesome. Fantastic. I'm glad he's home. And, boy, that's a long road.
Yeah.
A year.
It's been touch and go.
Yeah. All right.
Any news from Joanna?
My wife's sister still waiting for surgery. Suspect that the doctors are holding out for money.
Reputation.
That's the word I get. So sometimes they say, well, yeah, we can arrange this and. Yeah, it would be nice if we had a little more money. Well, we'll just we can't get the team together yet. We'd like some more money.
Yeah. If you want to bribe, tell us you want to bribe. Have a little integrity about your dishonesty, huh?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yes.
All right, let's keep all these prayer needs in mind as we go before the Lord and pray for these fellow believers and those who need the Lord, and for our own meager needs here at our local assembly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how magnificent it is that you have a plan for us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this little assembly. We thank you for the global impact that you use less than 50 people to sustain, Heavenly Father. It's amazing to us that all that you do. And the length of this prayer list is equally amazing, Heavenly Father, that we have such a heart for our fellow believers and our family, and we bring them all before you. We continue to lift up Tish and Bobby. We pray for Terry's healing. We pray, Heavenly Father, for Judith's doctors and for her journey and pain relief there. We pray for Larry and all that he's about to go through, Heavenly Father. We just are so comforted that you hold him in your hands and pray that you will continue to do so. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the many opportunities that we have here in the local assembly. We just pray, Heavenly Father, that you would take these offerings that are given and use them to glorify your Son and to spread the word of your gospel, Heavenly Father. We pray that through his glorification, more would come to you, and we ask these things in his name. Amen.
This is once more number 218. Song number 218. Would you turn there and join me in singing "He Leadeth Me"?
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, full words with heavenly comfort brought. Whate'er I do, whate'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me too. Sometimes it seems a sometimes where Eden's flowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, he death's full weight I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
Okay, we're in the midst of looking at Revelation, so let's, today will be of Revelation chapter 4. So let's begin with a word of prayer and then move into our study. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for the word of God. Father, great, we're thankful for this study. And now, Father, as we move into in our study, Revelation 4, and following the days that await to us in future, Father, we praise your Spirit now. Open our eyes to things we have to see. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay. Chapter 1, dealt with seeing the glory of Jesus Christ. Then we saw chapters 2 and 3. Chapters 2 and 3 were the church age and the seven churches. Now, chapter 4. Chapter 4 begins the plan of God in control. God in control, Jesus Christ in control of the world. Up to this point, Satan has been in control. Now, Jesus Christ is in control, and we have a great battle going on in Revelation chapter 3. Revelation 3. Now, let's go through and look at this. Let's first of all, since we're just going to do the whole chapter today, one class, let's look at chapter 4, verse 1. After these things, of course, that's after the church. After these things, I, John, looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things, after the church age." Okay, verse 2. Immediately, I was in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven. Throne is over 40 times in the book of Revelation. So as behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne like an emerald in appearance. Now, verse 4. Around the throne. Now we're going to see this round, looking at the throne in different ways. Right now, around the throne were 24 thrones. And upon the thrones, I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. Verse 5. Out from the throne. So, first of all, verse 4, around the throne. Verse 5 says, out from the throne came flesh, a flash of lightning and louds and sparrows of thunder. And there were seven lamps, the fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. We'll find out what that means. Verse 6. And before the throne, so now we're looking at before it. Verse 4 was around it. Now verse 7, verse 4 or 6. And before the throne, there was something like a sea of glass, like crystal, and in the center and around the throne, around it, four living creatures with full eyes in front, full seeing in front, and seeing eyes behind. Now, verse 7. The first creature, so we saw four, so now the first creature was a lion. The second lion was, right, it says a calf, but we'll see what that is, ox, in a little bit. And the third creature had a face like that of a man. And the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. Not just a legal, but a flying eagle. Now, verse 8. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings and full of eyes around and within, and day and night they... Okay, now here, first of all, we're going to see something. The four living creatures are now going to do the singing. Now do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." That's our book. And when the living creature giving glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives before forever and forever. Verse 10. The 24 elders will fall down before Him who sits on the throne and will worship Him who lives forever and ever, and will ease and will cast their crowns, before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God." So the four creatures, the 24 elders, are now claiming that whoever it is that's dealing with the Lord is their Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. Whoever was created all things, so it's Jesus Christ, of course. And because of you, of your will, they exist and were created. So, creation is a very important part of this whole study. Now, chapter 4, verse 1, begins with the word meta tautu, T-A-U-T-A, after these things. That is, after the church age has passed. Remember, chapter 1, verse 19, write, one, the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which are to come. The things in the things that are in. Now, verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1, after these things. This is after the church age, and John is now in to see the scene of heaven, as is also seen by Job, chapters 1 and 2, first book of the Bible, Job 1 and 2. Here we have the same thing in chapter verse 1 of verse chapter 4. I looked, and behold, this is not an ordinary door. This is a door in heaven. A door standing open in heaven. There are four doors in Revelation. Chapter 3, verse 4, the door of opportunity for service of the Messiah and missionary. Secondly, chapter 3, Revelation 3, verse 20, door to our souls for fellowship with Jesus Christ. Chapter 4, verse 1, the door of heaven for John to see all these things he's going to be seeing. And then coming in will be chapter 19, verse 20, the door of heaven for the second coming of Jesus Christ. So there's the four doors. A door open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, "Come up here, and I will show you, and will make, and will show you what must take place after these things." That's after the church, after these things. Now, we now have passed through some 2,000 years of church history, close to 2,000 years, and now the rapture has occurred in this study, and the church is caught up in heaven. The church church is removed from earth, is now in heaven, having received the promise of Revelation 3:20, because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from this hour of testing, the hour of temptation. That hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on earth. So that's what you and I are going to be, seeing and then leaving. To keep from tribulation, which is now pictured in remainder of Revelation. The church is seen in 24 elders now in heaven, seen again in chapter 19 at the marriage of the Lamb, at the bride, and returns with him, Revelation 19:11-19, as the armies in heaven, Revelation 19:14, to reign with him during the millennium. So all of that is to coming up here, speaking to John. So John gets to go through all of this. And this is reminder of 1:3, blessed and happiness, this book. You want to read this book, not just for here, but about every half a year, you ought to read through Revelation. Okay, now chapter 4, verse 2. God on his throne in heaven. God on his throne in heaven. This is God the Father. He's on the throne. Chapter 4, verse 2. Immediately, I was in the Spirit. I, John, was in the Spirit. Now, this is not referring to what we mean when we talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not with that. This is talking about what happened with Paul in 2 Corinthians 11, and now to John, what John is talking about in an out-of-body experience. Philippians chapter 3, 20-21. Now, verse 2. Immediately, I was in the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit taking him. And behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting the throne. This throne is mentioned some 42 times in Revelation. This throne here is being on God, being God the Father, and Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is here. Chapter 4, verse 3, manifest words describing him. And he was sitting, was like a jasper stone, brilliant stone, like diamond, and a sardius, blood red in appearance. You can appreciate that the first and last stones are the breaststones of the high priest in Exodus 28:17-20. Now, but, I love that word in the Greek, in the Bible, but, look at verse 22:11, jasper as part of the glorious illumination of the new Jerusalem. 21:18, of the walls of the city, the porter, jasper and sardius are part of this, of the foundation of the new kingdom, chapter 21:19-20. And there was a rainbow, touched again in the Bible, around the throne. So there's a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. So I hope you get a picture of what's going on this throne. On the throne, the members of the Godhead sit, and the 24 elders are around it, and there is a rainbow around the servant.
Can you sip a little bit of water?
Okay. Chapter 3, verse 21. You will find both Jesus Christ and God the Father are sitting on the throne, and emerald was the color of green. Color of green is important in the Bible. Psalm 23, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. And in the Mark 6, 33-39, the feeding of the 5,000, and He asked them to sit around the green. Now, we have seen what is on the throne. It's the Godhead sitting, God the Father, Jesus Christ. We have seen around the throne the rainbow. Now, verse 4. Another of the descriptions around the throne, around it, this one around the throne. Around the throne, there were 24 thrones. So around the throne are 24 thrones, and upon the thrones, I, John, saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. They're going to throw these crowns down later, but right now they're around them. Note five things about the 24 around the throne. So let's note for five things. One, they're called elders. Elders. Two, there are 24 of them. Three, they are sitting. Four, clothed in white garments. And five, crowns around their head. The 24 elders represents the rapture of the church. Number one, there are crowns in the urn. They earned, so they're going to be after earned. You and I are going to earn them. Five of them, five crowns we have to earn. One, the incorruptible crown, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26. Secondly, crown of rejoicing. You can win that one. Philippians chapter 41, 1, 1 Thessalonians 2, 19. The soul winning crown. Then the third one is the crown of righteousness. Those of you that can have that one. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. For loving His return. Four, a crown of life. This will be seen in James chapter 1, verse 12, and Revelation 2:10, for faithful in suffering. And five, by the way, no one of us have received the crown of life. You got to really suffer for that one. Chapter 5, the fifth one, crown of glory, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. This is for the teachers of the Word of God. So there are five crowns that you can lay out there. Now, secondly, elders. This refers to older or senior or wiser people. 11, or the next third one, the feature of 24 seems to be taken from their 24 courses in represent the whole group of the church. This is called 24, since the church is a kingdom of priests. The 24 elders represents the church as a whole. And then four, sitting, and the reason they're sitting there is sitting in authority. All right, any question? Okay, verse...
I do about the crown of life. What are you saying? That's for the people that had suffered and died, a martyr for him?
The crown of life are those who are too faithful to witnessing to others, and they get the crown of life.
You're saying that none of us would have that because we haven't suffered that much?
No, you've got a witness. You've got a witness. I've never come close to the crown. Okay?
You're talking about people like the Risleys and the Missionaries.
Yes. 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 Just keeps on witnessing. Okay. Now, verse 5. Out from the throne. Out from the throne come flashes of lightning and sounds and barrels of thunder. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. So, here's the throne, and out from the throne the Holy Spirit comes, and the seven spirits come out of him. This is a thundering storm approaching the earth. This refers to the storm of the coming judgments of judgment, of tribulation, which we will be studying as we go through the book of Revelation. This also refers to the 7 ministries of the Holy Spirit, which we will study along with it. Now, verse 6, verse 5, about the Holy Spirit. Now, verse 6, we have another of the throne, a throne. Before the throne, seeing him in front of it, there was something like a sea of glass, like a crystal, peaceful and reconciled with God and secure, and in the center and around the throne, 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. They can see everything. Some say, now here you listen, some say that the 4 living creatures are angels. Others say they're tributes of God. I don't believe that at all, because they're going to sing praises to God. For other believers believe and refer this to human beings. So, whatever they are, whether they're angels or humans, they're going to be there singing. Now, let's see them. The 4 living creatures are close servants of Jesus Christ and even represent Jesus Christ. Revelation 4:7. Full of eyes in front and behind. This refers to seeing before both ways, eyes, both of your eyes and behind your eyes. What is being said is one who sees front and behind. Now, verse 7. The first creature was like a lion. Whatever these lake creatures are, angels or people, they're like a lion, and the second like an ox. There's a reason why you change it to an ox. And the third had a face like a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. So you had a lion, ox, man, a flying eagle. First creature is like a lion, like Jesus Christ, the seed at the tribe of Judah. Second creature is like a half, a calf. This refers to an ox as Jesus Christ as the servant of God. The third creature is man, as love in creature, son of man. Fourth, flying eagle, symbolizes for God as glorious. Okay, any help? Okay. Now, verse 8. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the holy, is the Lord God the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." Okay, that's who was, verse 1, that's verse 2 and 3, and now is to come, that's what we're studying. Six wings resembles the seraphim, who had six wings. They have the most wings. And angels have different numbers of wings, but the seraphim have six wings. The point of the six wings is their highest rank. Full of eyes around and within, I hear, is another feature of Jesus Christ. He sees everyone in every direction. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth." Now, and they exalt the name of Jesus Christ. And day and night they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God, the Almighty," that is the all one rule one, "who says and who is and who is to come." Now, well, people will come, we should stay here at this study hours talking about the praise and thanksgiving for Jesus Christ, our Savior and friend. One thing that I pray that we will accomplish in this whole study of Revelation is the renewed sense of praise of our Lord as our friend, praise, worship, and thanksgiving. Praise, worship, and thanksgiving. These four living creatures are doing what all members of the human race and all creation is to do and will do, and that is to praise Him for all that He is in creation. Romans chapter 5, verse 20, verse 13. "And everyone created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all the things in them, I heard saying to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and forever." Now, who was the last time? When was the last time you just prayed? Turn to spend time and pray and did nothing but in your prayer to praise Him. You praised Him for His plan. Praise Him for His future. Pray Him for what's going on right now. For creation. For earth. To pray for yourself. Praise Him. Praise Him for His love. For all that He is. I don't know when the last time was you spent the time in prayer, but that's what this is about. When was the last time you spent time in prayer? Just thanking Him. Just thanking Him for your very being, for your salvation, for the penalty of sin, from the power of sin. Thank them for your husband, your wife, your children, your family. Thank them for your health. Thank him for your work, for those that your friends. Remember that for which you give thanks, constant thanks, what you give thanks for, you will start valuing in your life. Start with your church, the Bible, filling of the Holy Spirit. As you think about these things, you value them. Turning to Psalm 145, and I started to read the whole thing for this, but just verse 1, a psalm of praise of David. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Okay, now go down to Revelation 4:8. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is coming. Holy and holy, holy is repeated three times here and in Isaiah 7, verse 2. And is repeated at both those times, holy, 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 to give each member of the Godhead. God the Father is holy. God the Son is holy. God the Holy Spirit is holy. Now, verse 9. And when the living creature gives glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever. Note that the four living creatures in our study praising him, to give means to recognize what exists. Glory, to give dignity and praise. Honor, to give the highest value. Thanks, to be thankful, to give thanks. In worship, to give thanks for who he is in his love. Now, verse 10. We'll have just enough time for 10 and 11. 10, the 24 elders. So there are 24 elders will fall down before him. So they're going to fall down. We've seen them on the 24 elders, on 24 thrones. Now they fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns, take their crowns before the throne, saying, so they're going to take off their thrones, their crowns around their throne and lay it before him. Here, this will worship. Ours here, this is what our whole lives should be, to worship him. Then there is the technical use of the word ceremonial worship of God, song and prayer. The Greek word refers for our word, it refers for kiss or to crouch, to prostrate before bet oneself in homage and worship. Note that they will cast their crown before the throne. Now what is this about? What are they doing here? To give all rewards for doing things that they've done to him. We will do that also. Now, we close Revelation chapter 4 with verse 11. Worthy art you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they exist and were created. This goes back up to chapter 1 of Genesis. They will fall down, which is the physical position of humility when they fall down. Worthy is the word, is so important. So to all that follow, in everything that's going to follow in Revelation, but it is also important in our lives to recognizing him as worthy. It is axios, which means worthy, deserving, meeting the requirement. I didn't want to leave that off. Meeting the requirement. What makes you worthy before God? Your works, your morality, your knowledge, your service, none of these. We are worthy through Jesus Christ. That's why we are worthy. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20, verse 5, not that we are adequate, adequate in ourselves. Let me get a little Coke here, water. 2 Corinthians 3, 5, not that we are adequate in ourselves, so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, church age, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Holy Spirit gives life. But here is, our context in Revelation 4, Jesus Christ is recognized and praised as worthy. Jesus Christ is praised as worthy. In next chapter 1, he is worthy to open the gate, the door. We're going to study that next week, the opening of the door. Now, verse 11. Worthy, worthy are you, our Lord and our God. The word for Thomas is John, in John 24, declared, what do they think about Jesus? He said, he is the Lord and God. He is our Lord and our God, in John 24. Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory, excuse me, to receive glory and honor and power. This refers to the splendor, the holiness, even for the majesty of God, and the all importance of Jesus Christ. For you created all things, and because of your will, they exist and were created. Things that are created were because Jesus Christ wanted them created. Jesus Christ is the creator of all things, and all things are created only because he made them to be so. Creation is the first act. Creation is the first act by Jesus Christ as subject of our praise of God. Of praise of Christ. Creation, Revelation, is about the beginning of the end of time. It begins in the open of heaven and the throne of God. So that's what we've had. That's what John goes through. Revelation 1:19 begins with one line. The thing which took place, the things that are, the thing, chapter 2 and 3, and then the things that are to be spoken of, talking about things that we're going to be studying now. Revelation 4 has the three God in it. They are the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, the 24 elders, and the four living creatures. Revelation is now ready to look at the beginning of the things that are to begin to happen. And the things that we'll deal with are the time of the battle, tribulation, and then the end. Yes?
Martha asked, can we go through all four doors?
I don't think so, because we're not going to go through the suffering. I mean, we're talking suffering. We're talking the big suffering. You've got to do the reading, which I enjoy doing every week, every month, is reading the book,
the Martyrs.
Well, it's the Martyrs book. Talks about things that happen. So it takes some suffering. But the other ones, absolutely. Yes. Okay?
Can we sing Holy, Holy, Holy?
That'll be up to you.
Yes.
We can do it.
I'm glad you did.
Where do we find it?
Page 1.
The hard part, finding it on the
Brian, if you can't find it, we can do it a cappella.
Okay.
I think we all know.
You're going to leave.
Yeah, we all know it.
Father in heaven, for allowing us our fellowship today. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation you provide, continue to provide, and the filling of your Spirit. Lord, may we take these things that we have learned today and hold them closely in our heart. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, good call.